CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the Vince Quinn Show, weekend overnights on CBS Sports Radio.
If you think Matthew Stafford leaving the Detroit Lions is bad, well, there's something else far worse that just took place, and we'll get to that in just a moment. I'm Vince Quinn with you on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm just letting you know right now that there's going to be some point in the show where I just have like an awful 13-year-old boy prepubescent, like, in the middle of speaking. It's my voice is already, I took 1 week off and my voice is already shot within an hour. I'm doing great. So a lot of things to get into over the course of this evening. By the way, a little bit later, I was reading up on Hank Aaron, and if you, obviously you probably heard the news, Hank Aaron passed just the other day, I guess yesterday, 2 days ago, technically, whatever. Hank Aaron just passed, and reading up on Hank Aaron, I found out just a lot of interesting things, and I want to get into the remarkable nature of Hank Aaron and a really, like, deep cut part of baseball history that it just absolutely blew my mind. So I want to get to all that a little bit later in the hour, but for now, oh my goodness, this is just okay. So here's the scene that I want to set for you. We're in Detroit. We're in a room for a press conference. The big banner in the back, you got the podium. People are getting ready for a big moment. You got a brand new head coach. Oh, Matt Patricia just got fired, right? He got fired a couple months ago. Bit of a mess. Like to call out reporters about being sloppy, and every player in the universe bashed him after he got fired from the job. So, you know, not exactly a great hire. So you want to restore confidence in your franchise. You want to let the fans, the media, your players, you want to let all of them know in the most obvious terms that you've picked the best guy to get that team and turn things around. And then he gets to the podium and this happens.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't, but none of that matters. And you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language. All right. Here's what I do know. Is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city, all right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up, all right? It's found a way to overcome adversity, all right? And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth, all right? And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right, that's going to be the mentality.
So the head coach of the Detroit Lions is a cannibal. I think that's what we've established. He's a cannibal. Kneecaps, very tasty.
Dan Cannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very smooth.
Thanks, buddy.
Very smooth. Yeah, it's such a peak football guy thing. We're going to get in there. And we're going to bite his kneecaps off. If they knock us down, we're going to bite off the other kneecap. And if somehow a guy that doesn't have kneecaps bites us and knocks us down, well, we're going to bite him. We're going to eat whatever else we can off his body. It's so good because yeah, here's the thing, too. You can tell that he's so worked up and I think on some level nervous. Like, because let's be honest, this guy is doing an introductory press conference as a head coach. That's a really tough spot to be in, right? Being a football coach is something that these guys are used to. You're around players in a locker room. Maybe you're giving a small speech to the team, whatever it is. Like, those things are your natural environment. That's what you do. But to sit as a guy who's never been a head coach before, to have to go up in front of the media in a suit, which, like, when do football guys wear suits, you know, like this? He's wearing a suit. He's trying to sell these people that, like, yes, you might not have been really aware of me, and you might have wanted other guys, but I'm the right guy for the job. And, like, he's sitting there, and he's just so worked up. And it feels like by the time he finishes this, why he's like, yeah, well, one, he's throwing out curse words. Two, he's just, like, talking about eating people.
You've had enough of that, so excuse my language.
Like, it just feels like by the time he got off the podium, he must have been like, guys, what did I say? I just blacked out. You know, like, it just feels like he has no clue what's coming out of his mouth. And it's all pure football guy instinct just oozing out of him. And suddenly he's consumed an entire human body. Like, it just went totally off the rails. It's so good, though. I mean, what, Christoph, like, what a wonderful opening speech from a coach, right?
Yeah. I told you this before the show. It took him 20 minutes to take a question. That's insane. Like, most of the time, these things are just 20 minutes long. It took him 20 minutes to say, does anyone have any questions? Which, everyone had a question. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Everyone had a question.
Yeah, you have to have a question about that. So, when it comes to kneecaps, do you saute them? Do you deep fry them? Do you put them in an air fryer? Like, what's the best way
I'll
to consume a kneecap?
I'll give them credit, though. If they just put on a board and said, we want the opposite of Matt Patricia, they got it. Like, okay. Like, if their number one goal was, yeah, we wanted the opposite of Matt Patricia here, sure, you did it. I mean, Dan Campbell started the press conference saying, I'm not Matt Campbell. I know everybody here wanted Matt Campbell, but the Lions got the names mixed up. Ha, 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 funny joke. But, I mean, look, they asked him, Dan, what kind of system are you going to run? All the coordinators do that. I don't know. You know, I'm just here to motivate and, you know, be positive and talk about eating people, which is fine. I mean, you know, a lot of coaches just, you know, they delegate to the coordinators, and that's great. And you basically have a figurehead who's in charge of everybody. That's awesome. But for him to come out and say, yeah, well, I don't know what system we're going to run. We're just going to, like, take advantage of other people's weaknesses. Well, duh. That's what everybody tries to do every Sunday. But look. When you go up there and you drop an S-bomb immediately, like, it's a good, like, starting point to say things are going to go off the rails.
Yeah, it feels that way. Like, it's just it's a terrible first impression. That's the thing. I mean, you can come out and be like, yeah, we're going to kick them in the teeth, and we're going to find these people where they live, and we're going to show them this and that. Like, all right, fine. Like, if you want to, you know, do all that kind of coach speak, you can do that. But it's not even, it's like confusing coach speak, you know? It's like, yeah, we're going to get these people, and we're going to take their mothers out for a date, and we're not going to call them back. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like Anchorman trash talk.
Just, does it surprise you that 2 days later, Matt Stafford says, eh, this probably isn't for me. I'm going
to
go.
Well, that's the thing, too, right? Like, to have that press conference, and then the news comes out that Matthew Stafford is going to go, and the Lions agreed. Like, they couldn't even sell Matthew Stafford on, like, just give him 1 year. Just give him 1 year and see what happens. I mean, he's a brand new coach, but we really believe in this guy. He's a former player, offensive guy. Like, it's going to be great. He's like, yeah, guys, I went out here, and they're like, you know, we don't blame you. It's a joke.
They're amazing. Like, they're an amazing franchise. Just in the fact that, like, they ooze confusion. Like, everything they do just oozes confusion. It's hilarious. Like, they're not as bad as the Texans simply because they actually have people who want to work there. But, I mean, to have just people just look like they're lost with everything they do. And, you know, they basically asked the president, hey, did you interview any college coaches? When everybody knew they wanted to. And he basically said, I'm not going to answer a question about that. I mean, I'm too good to answer a question about that. And then the general manager who just got there 3 days before from the Rams, he never met Dan Campbell until like 3 days ago.
Oh my God.
So it's like, I mean, who can see this not working? Like, everyone? I mean, the fact that, like, they gave him three names, and he said, here's the three names we want. You pick the one from the three names. And he picked Dan Campbell. Like, I guess that's how it went. I mean, they basically said we gave our general manager three names, and he had never met Dan Campbell before in his life. So, I mean, what makes you think it's going to go well?
Yeah, that's not good. That's definitely not good. And here's the thing, too, that's so interesting about that is you're just bringing in the GM and you've basically got the coach hired. Like, that's not how this typically goes, right? And if you're going to be in a situation where you hire the coach and then you hire the GM, it's usually a guy that's really accomplished. It's a guy that's like, wow, this guy's got a track record and look at him go. Like, Urban Meyer's bringing in his own GM in Jacksonville. Fine. He's new to the NFL, but let's be honest. It's Urban Meyer, okay? Urban Meyer has the right and has the ability and had the leverage to be like, listen, guys, I'm running the show here, and I'm going to get a GM that works for me, all right? That's what I'm going to do, and that's what he did. But he can do that because he's won national championships and built up a bunch of programs and yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's Urban Meyer. But who's Dan Campbell? Like, who's – he's the guy. He's the guy now. Your GM doesn't have any relationship with him. He just picked him out, and now they got to make this thing work. Like, it's just – it's sloppy. And it's weird because – this seems to be happening more and more. Like, this whole dynamic of it used to be, okay, you'd hire the GM, then the GM would hire the coach. That's really not the case anymore. Like, the whole thing is changing. And what you're seeing is you're getting more coaches that have more power. You're getting coaches that are hiring their GMs. And you see that, for example, because it can work. That's the thing. It can work as much as it's different. Like, San Francisco. Right, San Francisco, you have Kyle Shanahan, he brought in John Lynch, they decided to do that thing together, it worked. John Gruden and Mike Mayock is a bit of a partnership. It's not that Mike Mayock was brought in and John Gruden was his guy. They gave John Gruden 10 years. They gave him a decade contract, and it was like, well, Mike, you're going to be working with John. They figured it out, but Gruden's the guy, right? That's his team. So you see this kind of breakdown, but when you see it play out like this with the Lions, you look at it, you go, I don't know about this, folks. Like, I don't know how this relationship's exactly going to work. And if you're the Lions, I mean, how disheartening is it to watch that? And, like, it's not – the speech itself isn't that big of a deal. It looks sloppy and bad. Maybe he turns out to be a good coach. But when it looks like that and then – Stafford does go. I mean, he's going to go. That's the report, is the Lions have agreed with Stafford that they'll move him. It's not Stafford saying, look, I want to get out of here now. And they go, oh, well, sorry, you're stuck with Dan. Like, they said, yes, you can go. So what does that say? Like, what confidence level do you have in the organization? If you're a free agent, do you want to sign in Detroit if the money's equal? No, because Stafford's gone. Like, it's such a bad look. It's awful. So good luck to them. But I don't know how you turn things around now. I mean, it's just such a dramatic rebuild. It's the one great consistent thing they've had, and now it's gone. It's going to go very soon. What a hire. I mean, only in Detroit, really. Like, this is such an only in Detroit kind of thing. And it's sad. Like, I feel for Lions fans in the worst way, because you fire Patricia, you go, good, they fired him 3 games in. I mean, they shouldn't have given him the next season to begin with, but they fired him early in the season. We're going to have all the time in the world to find the next guy. Think of all of the months and hours, manpower that went into this search. And this is what you're getting so far. I mean, the start of your era is the guy, he's making a fool of himself, and your quarterback's leaving. Doesn't look good. And you know what's funny? Houston, same thing. What are we doing here? I mean, they fired Bill O'Brien how early into the season? Maybe he was 3 games and Patricia was a little longer. But you had all the time in the world, guys. I mean, you got to nail this pick. When you got all the time to scout anybody, everybody, legally have those conversations of, hey, what do you think about being, you want to be the coach next year? Like, how do you do this? I mean, Houston doesn't have a coach. They're going to be the last team to hire somebody, and they were the first team to get on the market. It's crazy. I mean, it's certifiably insane what's happening in these places. But, hey, if you ever get hungry, Just give yourself a good gnaw on the kneecap. That's what we've learned. So 855-212-4227. That's how you join the show. I'm Vince Quinn. You can always hop in on Twitter at It's Vince Quinn. But here's what I want to do when we get back, all right? Because we've been talking a lot of it. It's happened to be very Lions-centric, and people of Detroit, again, I'm sorry for you, and I don't mean to pile on. So we're going to move on a little bit. And Steph Curry just got to a point in NBA history that is absolutely unbelievable, and it's just the beginning for him. So we're going to get to that on the other side. Keep it right here.